Attention tadpoles. You are now listening to the host of Where I Belong, the Frog King himself, David Corbo.
Oh, I'm live. It's rolling. What's up, guys? Is this gonna pop up like that? What is this? I should have done some fucking testing before. There we go. That'll have to do. What's going on, guys? How you living? What's going on, my little tadpoles? My little swimmers? Just called you sperm. Isn't that cool? How are you? What's going on? We had some other plans for today, but those plans kind of fell through, and so we're kind of doing this one off the cuff a little bit. Off the cuff. But Nathan Baird of Drawn from the Mind came through because he's my sponsor, so he's got a responsibility to me to make sure that this show does well. You know, it's a lot of his what? Oh, whoa, look at that. No, swimmers totally meant, you're already here. Swimmers have always meant sperm. Somebody just said that Chase Lepard just said that swimmers didn't mean sperm until I said it, but that's absolutely false. They've always been referred to as little swimmers, so I don't know what you do over there in Wisconsin, or you moved from Wisconsin to San Francisco. Maybe there's a little more PC culture over there, but I think little swimmers is kind of a safe, neutral term anyway, so I wouldn't even, I don't think that's creepy. You know, I don't think that's creepy. I think little swimmers is perfectly fine. But like I said, Nathan has a responsibility to the show to make sure that it's good, and so when he heard that I was going live, he sort of kind of panicked a little bit, and he threw me a list of these questions, and I very quickly realized that he was onto something, and maybe we're going to do a little bit of get to know me. Maybe you guys can get to know me, and you know, I really won't be able to get to know you, but you can get to know me. So we got these internet questions. There's always these internet questions, right? These lists, these long lists of silly questions, but we're going to swing a couple of them. And this one's very vanilla. No offense, Nathan. Kind of, you know, next time do better, but I managed to pull up a bunch of other ones. So we'll start kind of cold, and then we'll work our way up to some fun stuff, hopefully some fun stuff. So this one is, like I said, it's a kind of get-to-know-you question list. 22 questions. I don't know if we'll go through all of them. One of them is, what's your favorite app? Which is fucking stupid. But let's go. We'll start from the beginning. Anyway, on a scale from 1 to 10, how excited are you about life right now? And I guess it kind of means like, go give them shit. Great. Yeah, Chase is wrangling the troops to come and fuck with me. So on a scale from 1 to 10, how excited are you about life right now? And I think what that kind of means is probably life in general, not this very moment, this instant right now, but I'm all hyped up off coffee and alpha brain. So, I mean, if we're talking this moment right here, I'd call it like a strong 7. We might even be creeping into the 8s, kind of like an 8 point. I like to break it up into decimal systems, so it's kind of like an 8 point. I'd say maximum like an 8.2. But for sure, on the low side of the scale, we're talking like 7.7, which is a pretty solid number. But in general, life right now, I mean, life's exciting, right? I'm doing this podcast. I got friends. I'm not fucking dead. I don't have butt cancer. There's a lot of awesome things that are going on right now. So life right now is pretty sweet. Beautiful wife, sweet little baby boy, a job that, you know, today I was going to work and I forgot coffee this morning. I normally have this big thermos of coffee because I'm kind of old school like that, right? So, but I forgot to bring the thermos. I left it at work. So this morning I wake up, and normally I have, I think one of these things is, what's your morning routine? And we'll put this a little bit later. But normally I have this big thermos of coffee. Fucked up. Didn't have it. Didn't have coffee this morning. Almost fell asleep several times on the way to work. And on the way back from work, really almost fell asleep. Got back home, had all this stuff to do. Instead, I just crashed face down on the bed, which isn't something that I normally do. Normally I'm up, you know, I get back from work, I'm up. But these past 2 days, I think maybe I'm fighting off a little bit of something. I got a little sickness that my body's trying to defend. You hear how squeaky that chair is? But it's comfy, so what are you going to do? But yeah, as far as life right now, haven't been this excited in a long time. I mean, I don't know how to quantify that. I don't know if I've ever been at a 10. You know, maybe if I was at a 10 for excitement about life, I was at Disney World once when I was like 11 years old. But I would say that probably, I would say all things considered, excuse me, it's probably about the same thing, probably about a higher though, higher than this moment. I would say like an 8.5 to an 8.8. That's pretty good, right? Describe yourself in a hashtag. These fucking questions are so stupid. Describe yourself in a hashtag. Hashtag blessed. Ooh, I'm hashtag blessed. Got a lot of good stuff going on now. That's so fucking stupid. That's a stupid fucking thing. Hashtag Frog King. That's not really a description. It's more of a title, right? Like, I got a dry spot in my throat. I'm not doing well. Describe yourself in a hashtag. I don't know. That feels just stupid. It's a stupid question. It's not even a question. There's a question mark at the end of it. That's like a demand, right? You wouldn't put a fucking describe yourself in a hashtag. Hashtag Papi Picante. That is also, that's like a flavoring. Who this? Triton. How many tokens does it take for a frog? I didn't see what that said. It fades away. But we're going to skip past this fucking hashtag, stupid fucking hashtag question. If you could describe, if you could do a love scene with anyone, who would it be? My wife is upstairs. She can't hear this. So this is a good opportunity for me to really stretch my sexual preferences. It's, I don't know if I could do a sex scene. Because there's a lot of different angles, right? Like, there's one for, like, the sheer sexiness of it. My wife. That's a good answer, right? I should say my wife, right? But we do it all the time. We don't record it. I don't record it because, you know, I just don't think that's... I'm a classy kind of a vanilla guy when it comes to sex, and I don't want to record things. I just don't like that being out there. She could always, you know, fucking... One day I don't do the dishes, and she's like, remember that one flattering angle or unflattering angle you weren't a big fan of? Putting it up. Putting that up on the internet. Zooming in on the old a-hole for you and putting that on blast on the internet. So I kind of don't like having... like a blackmailable situation going on, so we'll keep that away. Not that any of the sexual situations I have include black males, but if you could do a love scene with anybody, so if it's just for the sexiness, I'm kind of a old school dude when it comes to, not old school, right, but like traditionally beautiful women. Like I love Angelina Jolie, and I know she's so overrated right at this point. It's like everybody is, we've had enough of Angelina Jolie, but she's got a fucking face on her and a set of teats and just, you know, she's great. You ever see Taking Lives? See Taking Lives, right? So if I was going to do it for the sexiness, it would be that. But if I was going to do it for like the, what would you say, like the bragging rights or the story? Ooh, that's rough. That's rough. I don't know. If you're doing it for the bragging rights, like as a conversation starter, because if you bring up, like, if people are like, I had sex with this person once and it was great, and you go, I had sex with Angelina Jolie. Yeah, there's some dudes want to hear about it, but most of the people are just like, okay, bro, whatever the fuck you say. But if you go, no, cat, get out of here. Sorry, guys. Meow. If you go, you know, I'm a big fan of Steve Irwin, and this is just coming to the top of my head, but if you were like, I had sex with Steve Irwin's wife when he was alive, you know, that's a showstopper. People are turning to you and they're going, what? And when Steve Irwin was alive, I was a little kid, so that wouldn't be good for her image, you know, but let's just say in a hypothetical world where I'm 55 right now, and so it was perfectly legal when Steve Irwin was alive, Angelina couldn't keep Brad Pitt around. Well, we're not talking about keeping anybody around. So I think for the sexiness of it all, it'd be Angelina Jolie. But for bragging rights, I'd be like a fucking, you know, maybe not when he was alive. Steve Irwin when he was alive, that's disrespectful. But that I was there to console Steve Irwin's widowed wife, you know, in the whole spiel, and that's a cool, because that people want to go, wait, what was that like? Was there animals everywhere? Was she still wearing the khaki shorts? You know, what's going on? She kept the boots on and the long white tube socks that they just let them slide down. They push them down. If your life was a musical, what would the marquee say? Well, I'm a fucking idiot. Don't know what a marquee is. So we're going to skip right over that. What's the one thing people don't know about you? Well, I could kind of make a crocodile with my hands, right? So I was taught this in middle school. If you take your hands like this and you cross your for people that are just listening, you want to put palm to palm and you want to spread your fingers as if you're clapping, but your fingers are all spread and it's real tight. Marquee is the big sign out front. Already passed it. So, hey, Chase, catch up, all right? So you cross your ring fingers, right? And you kind of do this little jammy with them. And then you take your pointer fingers. This isn't, for the folks at home, this isn't really a tutorial that you're going to be able to grasp, but if you're watching on YouTube, so you take these fingers right here, you reach behind with your pointer finger. See how I did that little move? Whop, and you grab it, right? You do the same thing with the other finger. Whop. Now you keep the pinkies up, and you've got these ring fingers gripped by your pointer fingers, and then you take, I don't know if I can still do it. Hold on a second. Okay.
And then, I don't know if you guys can see this, but that's a crocodile, right? And in the spirit of crocodile and having sex, or the crocodile hunter and having sex with his wife, here is a crocodile that I can make with my hands. Bet you didn't know that about me. Now, what's your wake-up ritual? This is actually, it used to be better, it used to be stronger. I'm up at 4 a.m., right? And I that's not a bragging thing. This is entirely unacceptable. This is entirely involuntary. I mean, it's voluntary, right? Life is voluntary. I could jump off something right now if I wanted to, but I wake up at 4 a.m. My start time at work is 6, and I live about 40 minutes from work, right? So what I do is I wake up at 4, and you go, wow, Dave, that's a lot of time. Why would you need so much time in between? You're right, it's absolutely a lot of time. So what I do is I wake up, I have my coffee machine already prepped where the grinds are in the thing and the fucking water's in the back of the thing. And so I wake up, I put on like most of my work outfit, which is just like socks and pants maybe. I don't put on like the overshirt, whatever the overshirt is, a hoodie or something. Don't put that on. I don't like being hot when I sleep because I'm going back to sleep after this. Walk over to the machine, hit the button, starts the coffee. I just hop back in bed. Set the alarm for an hour, right? So then I'll wake up. It'll be like, you know, 5:15. And then I'll have 5 minutes to get my shit together and get out of the door. And it just never, so I'll sleep for an extra hour. I'll go back to sleep for an hour. But I just can't, I'm not a fucking morning person, man. If you're talking on the weekends, I will wake up, can't talk, can't make any sounds until I've had coffee. Like, I can't, you ever, like, you vacuum seal your mouth when you're sleeping? And you suck all the air out of it? And so your mouth is just void of air, and it's vacuum sealed shut. And that, I don't like to break that seal unless it's for coffee. So if I could avoid doing that, I really won't make any sounds until coffee, which is pretty almost immediately after I wake up anyway, so no biggity there. But yeah, it's not a very graceful thing. I'm not one of those dudes that gets up and works out or anything. In fact, I barely work out nowadays. To motivate myself to work out, I put a chin-up bar in the doorway and kettlebells in the living room. So if I walk past my bedroom, I jump up, I'll do 10, 15 chin-ups real quick. And if I'm in the living room watching something Netflix, I'll do kettlebell crap or whatever. But I'm not the best kettlebell guy either. I just fucking lift them like they're dumbbells because I'm an idiot. What's your go-to-bed ritual? So my go-to-bed ritual is, these are riveting fucking, I go to bed really early. So it's 7:25 here right now. I'll be going to bed, 9. I'm in bed by 9 and I fall asleep quick. So I'm out by fucking 9:10. You know, this is a fucking, this is a question for women. This questionnaire is for women. You'll see later on. When I go to bed, I'll brush my teeth. I'll prep the coffee machine. I will, take my clothes that I need for the morning and I'll throw them in the hallway next to the bathroom. And that's it. And that's my fucking ritual. I'll kiss my son goodnight. I'll kiss my son goodnight, and then I'll look at my phone. Right now, there's this group, the Comedy Content Collective. We've got a group chat. I'll just fucking sit there and watch all that madness unfold, and then eventually I'll go to sleep. And that'll be that. Very quickly, very quickly. And yeah, so that's my night ritual. Not the best shit right there. Your favorite time of fucking day? What the fuck is this stupid shit? I don't know, fucking daytime, when the sun's still up. When I was younger, I used to be more of a nighttime guy. I used to, like, go on the prowl, do cool stuff, you know, whatever, hood rat shit at night. But I kind of stopped that, you know, when you get older, you have a kid, and now I just go to sleep, right? So I don't like going to work, because when I go to work, it's dark out, and when I come home, it's light out, so that's nice. I like daytime. Unless we're talking lunch break at fucking, yeah, because I live for my lunch break. What's the one thing knows? I just fucking answered that. What's the stupid ass motherfucking stupid shit? Number 5, what's the one thing people don't know about you? Number 9, what is the one thing no one knows about you? It's fucking, what the fucking, who made this? Dream country to visit? I don't know. I just am not fucking interested in going to different... I mean, I'd love to go to different places, right? I don't have a dream country, though. Dream country to visit? It's got to be warm, right? I don't know. Fucking Thailand would be cool. Like, ladyboys. That would be a dope thing to see a lot of in one small area. I don't know. That's a dumb question. What's the biggest surprise you've had? Fucking pregnant. When my wife was well, I mean, it was a huge surprise. We kind of knew what we were doing, though, so it wasn't surprise. It was just like there was no speak of it before, and then she comes out of a bathroom at my buddy's house. Sorry, Nathan, didn't plan your show good enough for you. I'm just reading what fucking Chula Poo is spewing in my comment section. So any fucking way, biggest surprise, yeah, because my wife just comes out of the bathroom at our friend's house, and she's holding a pregnancy test, and she goes, oh, fucking baby. And I just kind of went, you know, and I think I was drinking gin with a buddy of mine, and so I just had more gin. I have a eerily calm disposition when it comes to shit happening that is, you know, unexpected. Big things, super big events. The bigger the event, the more of a tendency I have to be super calm. And I think that's just like a detachment. I think it's a detachment that I have to intense situations. I went through a lot of things as a kid. And so when you go through things as a kid, shit doesn't... You have a defense mechanism. Your defense mechanism is like, eh, just ain't shit. So that's how it happens when things happen to me. So my biggest surprise was when my son was announced that he was going to come into existence. And I was like, hey, let's have some gin. So what's the biggest surprise? Heels? Or flats or sneakers. Hey, Nathan. Thanks, Nathan. Heels or flats or sneakers? Do dudes wear flats? What's a flat for dudes? Like, no, Vans are still sneakers. They're slip-ons. I like the slip-ons. So we'll chop this up into boots, dress shoes, or boots have heels.
I knew you were gonna say that, Chase.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Heels or flats or sneakers? I was traditionally... Chuck Taylors are flats. I don't, that's valuable information I didn't think of. I do like Chuck Taylors. What do I think? I think that traditionally... Not traditionally. I think previously... I was just looking for a Lee word. Previously, I liked a lot of boots and dress shoes for the past... 4 years heavy into that. And then this year, I really have been itching to like step up my sneaker game. But sneakers are fucking expensive. But I like them. They look so cool and I want a piece of them. So I would say that, you know, as a realist, it's heels and flats. But as a dreamer, it's sneakers. Vintage or new? I don't know, man. You know, I was heavy on the vintage thing for a while because I was kind of like this hipster character. And then maybe I still am in a lot of regards, but as you become a dad and you also become a fucking loser who doesn't go out and do much anymore, it's kind of like you drop a hipster vibe. What is a new vibe? I mean, I like new things. New things are fucking cool. I got new microphone arm. I don't know. This is dumb fucking questions. What do you want to... Who do you want to write your obituary? Who do I want to write my obituary? Probably good old Chula Poo because he's snarky. And I wouldn't want my fucking obituary to be a bummer. You know? I would want it to be filled with... just kind of backhanded compliments and snarky remarkies like, you know, Dave was, he lived a life. What can you say? My mother said, if you can't say anything nice, lower him into the ground. So style icon. Who's my style icon? I don't know. Who do I look like right now? There's not much of a fucking style going on. I know Henley tees are supposed to be good, right? So I got that shirt with the three buttons because bitches love buttons. And I remember a few years ago, I was sitting down with my wife and we were reading some silly article. And it said, what's the most attractive thing a dude can wear? And it said Henley tees. So who wears a lot of, you know, if I could look like anybody, I might look more like a Tom Hardy. You know, I'd also like to be taller, but I'm not really a style icon. That's a fucking weird thing to say because, this is clearly designed for women. I don't think men have style icons. You know, I know that I borrow bits and pieces of looks from people. Like last year during the summer, I was going through kind of a wanting to wear things that Jason Momoa wears because he is a cool guy who is very attractive, and I want to be an attractive cool guy. But we just unfortunately look very different. I don't know what happened. He didn't get the same genetics that I got, and so, you know, we can't really do that. I don't have a fucking icon, though. You know, I don't know who that would be. It's very strange questions. What are three things you can't live without? Probably oxygen, water, and food are really up there. You know, I don't think you could last real long without them. Other than that, not fucking much. You know, I would say I can't live without my wife and son, but that's not true, because if you put me in a fucking box and you gave me occasional sunlight, you gave me oxygen, you gave me water, and you gave me food, I'd live a long time. I'd be atrophied and sad and shit, but fucking living. So, stupid question again. What's one ingredient you put in everything? I don't really... salt? Put salt in a lot of shit. I don't fucking know. I don't really put ingredients in anything. All my food is super vanilla. Right, not even vanilla, it's fucking whack. Like most of the time my lunch is gonna be hard-boiled eggs with kale. Hard-boiled eggs, uncracked, you crack them open. I put mayo in a lot of shit, love a mayo. Goddamn mayonnaise. I don't like, when people are like, I don't fucking like mayo, I'm like, fuck you, get out of my face. Mayo is so delicious, because it's more eggs, and also some vinegar and some other shit, but I put mayo on shit that probably shouldn't have mayo on it. I'll lick a mayo spoon after I'm done dolloping mayo on things that really I didn't do a good job dolloping. I kept more mayo on that spoon than I should have kept, and I fucking kind of ate a spoon of mayo. That's how good mayonnaise is. That's one of the things I can't live without. What three people living or dead would you like to make dinner for? What a fucking stupid fucking question. Why would I wake people up from the dead so that I can make them hard-boiled eggs and kale? I'm not a fucking chef. This is dumb. This is a dumb fucking thing. Three people, living or dead, that I could fucking make a dinner for. God, it's such a question. I'm so detached from that. I have zero fucking... There's nothing in me that ever wanted to make a meal for somebody. Like, I looked at somebody and I was like, that person is dope. I'd like to whip them up some fucking souffles. That's dumb. I can't even... What's your biggest fear in life? Fucking dying. Fucking dying is my biggest fear in life. That's a big one. That's a big no-no. Gotta stay away from that as much as you possibly can. Dying is terrifying. Yeah, what's my biggest fear in life? Sometimes I think about, because where I live there's bears outside, right? So I'll go to take out the garbage in the morning before work, or I'll just go to start the car, let it warm up. And when I'm doing that, sometimes I think like, oh, fucking, what if there was a bear out here? And then what if that bear started fucking me up? And then what if my wife came outside because she heard me screaming? And then the bear, like, eventually just kills me and then goes and mows her down. But then my kid is like, oh, God, Mom, Dad, what the fuck? And then he gets mowed down by a bear. That's probably hugely terrifying to me all the time. I think about that nonstop. Every morning when I go outside, I'm like, fucking bears. They're out here. I always think what I would say if I was getting torn apart by the bears, I would go, shut the door. Shut the door! Just let me do this! Just get inside. Get inside. That's the number one thing you do. If your husband's getting mauled by a bear, fucking shut the door. Say goodbye. He's losing. I'm losing. There's no way I'm getting that fucking bear to do anything that I want it to do, like leave me alone or die. And after he's done with me, he might just fucking, bloodlust, just come in the house and just fuck everything up. So that's terrifying. Also, most of the shit has to do with my kid and him getting taken away or him getting sick or him getting, just terrible, terrible list of things. And then of course, every once in a while you lay awake at night and you're like, I'm going to die and everybody that I love is going to die. And then I have to deal with whatever happens after this, which might be nothing or it might be some crazy shit. So that really does keep you up at night. But other than that, I have a fear of being, like, super lame, you know, not doing a thing that I'm proud of when I get to be old and I turn back and I look behind me at all the shit that I did and go, look at that, I did fucking nothing. nothing at all. And I get it, that's all a matter of perspective, right? Because when nothing really matters, we're all gonna die, and
Wait.
But, you know, that bugs me out too. So those are my biggest things. Anything happening to my family and me just not, you know, making it through my life where nothing happens to my family, everything's good, but I've still not done anything worth, you know, whatever. Window or aisle seat? Don't really fly on planes. Is that what you're asking? Or buses? Don't really take buses. When I do take the train, like the window seat. I like to look out the window. It's cool. One time I remember I was going to the city when I was younger, and we passed by this homeless dude, but this homeless dude had like a diaper fashioned out of like a, you know, maybe like a white tee or something, so it looked a lot like the diaper that Jesus wore when they crucified him, and he had long hair and he was skinny and dirty, and I was like, it's fucking Jesus. So you see some wild shit out the window of trains, especially when you're going to the city. A lot of rats. You see rats when you pull up in the city. But that's about it. So fucking window seat, you dumb shits. What's your current TV obsession? Been watching Ozarks. Finally started watching Ozarks. My wife watched all of it without me initially, and then because she saw it, and I feel as though I experience the same thing she does because of whatever telepathic connection that husband and wife have. I was like, I don't need to see it now. You saw it. I don't need to see it. I also like experiencing new things with her as far as shows go and stuff because I like it to all be a surprise. And eventually everyone just kept saying it's so good that I was like, okay, cool. I know that it's good. Let me start watching it. And it is kind of, there's something going on where it's just like, I know she's seen everything. You know, and then fucking Rogan spoiled some shit recently where I'm not going to do it because I'm not a bald piece of shit, but he did spoil some shit recently, and now I know, like, pertinent storyline information, and so that's a fucking bummer. But yeah, I guess Ozarks also, huge fan of Game of Thrones, which they've put us on a fucking year and a half hold, which is cool to do to people so that they forget everything that happened in your storyline. That's great. So I gotta go back and fucking rewatch everything now. That's great. What's your favorite app? Instagram. Instagram is my favorite app. Nothing else even comes close. There's one app called the Earning app, where it allows you to fucking like pull upwards of $100 out of your upcoming check. You know, just because, like, if you're fucking running short on cash, you're like, I don't get paid till fucking Friday. They're like, hey, man, we got you. Here's $100. Give it to us on Friday. And you're like, thanks. And guess what? It really is that simple. It fucking works that way. I've done it a bunch of times already. Whenever I'm fucking low on cash, I go, you know what? It's getting a little tight. Let me pull out some money. Fucking pull out some money out of this app. They're like, hey, we got you. Get me on Friday. Get them on Friday. Boom. Done. Cool. That's it. Very good app. I like that app. So that's it, right? So let's pull up some other ones. I feel like you guys got to know me a little bit. During that one. Fuck that. Oh, okay. Here's another list. So what website? Fuck the website. Who cares? Conversation starters. How do you hope you'll change as a person in the future? I just want to be less of a procrastinator. Hopefully healthier. I'm pretty healthy. I don't really fuck up. You know, during the holidays, I get a little wild, a little crazy, but for the most part, I'm a straight shooter. You know, I stay away from sugar. I stay away from carbs. They don't really agree with me. I have acid reflux, so that's a really good indicator if I'm fucking up my diet, because I really can't slip that far before the heartburn starts to come back, because there's supposed to be no way to really get rid of fucking acid reflux, and that's a lie. You can stop eating garbage, and it'll pretty much go away. It'll come back when you start eating garbage again. But you can get away with a little bit of garbage now and then if you haven't been eating it really, really, really crazily, a lot-ly, if you haven't been doing that much. But for the most part, you know, just like to be healthier. You know, maybe take some multivitamins or some shit. That'd be cool. Hopefully I keep learning things. Hopefully I get to be just a better dad, a better husband. I feel like that's always a thing. You're always trying to just, you should always be trying to be better at that. I don't know. I just want to be an amplified version of myself. Like, I'm happy with who I am. I just want to add more to it. You know, just a more robust version of me. What keeps you up at night? That's one that I mentioned before, right? Where it's like, every once in a while, I'll think a lot about everybody that I know and love dying. and that'll fuck you up real bad for a long time. When I was younger, I think there's a point in your childhood where you start to realize that life is finite and that you are mortal. And, you know, I spent nights crying when I figured that out. I would cry at night. I'd be like, oh my God, my mommy's gonna die. So that would keep me up at night. What's the most surprising self-realization you've had? Not much. There's not much that I realized about myself that made me go, fucking what? Dude, I don't know. What's the most surprising self-realization you've had? Nothing surprises me. So not fucking nothing. What's the most illegal thing that you've done? Well, I used to be heavy into the selling of drugs. That was a big thing that I did for a long time. Also, probably in there was some fights that may have unfolded in court as assault. Debatable. When you're just not good at fighting back, it's suddenly assault. That's cool. But yeah, that's, I've done some things like that. You know, the drugs and the assault. Other than that, pretty vanilla. You know, not a lot of things that I've done that are illegal. I don't think. Yeah. Other than that, pretty solid guy. Pretty law-abiding citizen, if I do say so myself. I don't think there's much that would tip the scales. But what lie do you tell most often? I'll do it. Yeah. Like if my wife's like, do the dishes. I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking do the dishes. Psych. Never fucking do the dishes. I try. Sometimes I do. I did them yesterday. I think I did them the day before that too. So, you know, but that's about your fucking quota for the year as far as being a dude goes, right? Did the dishes twice this year. What lie do you tell the most often? That's probably it, you know, that I'll do a thing and then I don't fucking do the thing. You know, I like this idea of, what's this? Joe Rogan says, no. Joe Rogan doesn't say do all the housework. Good old Chula Poo aided in the fucking downfall of countless dudes with this bullshit meme that he made where he took Rogan and whatever he said on Twitter, he erased what Rogan said on Twitter and he said something to the effect of, like, you can't be a man unless you're doing 100% of the household chores. In fact, doing 100% of the household chores is your exclusively your duties as a man or some wild shit like that. Because dudes will listen to anything that Rogan says, which for the most part is true, right? Because I'm ketogenic and I do a podcast, so hey. But yeah, so he's a big Chula Poo is a big old douche. What lie do I tell most often? Yeah, just pretty much that. What do you regret not doing? Fucking nothing. There's nothing that I regret. I don't regret dick, bro. I regret silly shit, like real small things, like, shoulda ate that before that guy ate that, motherfucker. You know, shit like that, shoulda gotten over into that other lane instead of just, like, thinking about it and calculating it, and now somebody's taking that spot. Shit. That's about it. Those are my regrets in life. As far as, you know, I've done a bunch of stupid shit. I've been homeless and stupid and, you know, in jail and fucking selling drugs and da-da-da-da. None of that. Don't regret that. Because I'm a firm believer in kind of like the butterfly effect of the thing. Like, I wonder if I got back into a time machine and I was like, David, don't sell those drugs. Would I ever have ended up with my beautiful wife and my awesome child and, you know, the life that I have now and the friends that I have now? And I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know how that works. So I couldn't imagine. There's nothing that I really strive to go back. If I had a time machine and they were like, you want to go back? I'd be like, not to my life. You know, maybe I'll go back, but like to see some funky shit unfold back in the day. You know, this is a weird little experiment that I had, or a thought experiment. Not really an experiment. Nothing was experimented on. I just had a thought. So let's just call it that. The other day I was driving around and I was thinking, you know how they call it a fly on the wall? Right, like I'd love to go back and be a fly on the wall during this time. Well, what fucking if, huh? What if in the future it's like, yeah, you can go back in time. Yeah, we could do that to you. No problem. We figured it out. We have the technology. There's a problem, though. If you go back in time and you start fucking around, you're going to screw something up. What you can do is you can go back as this really insignificant life form who has no capabilities of changing anything whatsoever. We can send you back as a fly. And you can observe. You can be the silent observer on the wall, but you can't interact. There's nothing that you could fucking do. You could try no matter how hard you want. Some people get in that little machine, and they'll try. They're like, oh, no, I'm going to go back to my great-grandpa. I'm going to fucking buzz in his ears and shit all over his face. There's no way he's not going to know that I'm his great-great-grandson, right? But that's what happens, right? So in everyday life, there's a fucking fly and it's around your face, and that's your great great grandson, and you fucking swat him and you kill him, and all of a sudden his machine goes boom, and he loses, and he's like, God damn it, man! This is the third time this week I've gone back and tried to communicate with Grandpa, and he just doesn't fucking get it. So I think that maybe in the future, we will come up with something where it'll be called the fly on the wall, and you can go back and you could observe, and then it'll bug people out because they'll be like, oh my fucking god, like. Flies didn't serve any purpose whatsoever except for they're great conduits for this experience. That's all flies are right now. The ones that are buzzing around eating shit, and I don't know what the part of the game is that you eat shit. Maybe that's just what they do to sustain themselves until you hijack one of their stupid little brains. So I thought that was cool. I like that idea. Any fucking way. What gives your life meaning? Fucking being a daddy? Being a husband? Those are two big bangers. This podcast, as trivial and stupid as that sounds, doing this brings me a lot of joy. Feels like it's just a good expression of, because this person that I'm talking, you know, I don't get to, this isn't 100% me either, and I want to get to the point one day where I could be 100% me, but this is pretty close. This isn't bad. But I think that everybody should be striving to be the most comfortable, loosest version of themselves, like, at all times, because we're all going to work, and we're fucking in constraints at work, and you can't act like a wild man at work. Not that that's who you really are, but, you know, you have to act a certain fucking way to be acceptable as a human being when you're working, when you're around, like, family and shit like that. Like, my wife gets a great version of me, but I wouldn't want to give that version to anybody else, because it's fucking stupid. Everything is said in shorthand. Everything is fucking super. I wouldn't want to be like that to everybody. To her, it's great, and I enjoy being that version of myself, you know, but I think that, for me, the goal is to be as close to my favorite version of myself as possible, which there's a very small amount of people that get that person, very small amount of people, it might be like two, and so this podcast allows me to kind of work my way into a space where that person can emerge, and that's super meaningful to me, very meaningful to me. What do you most often look down on people for? Laying on the ground. If you're laying on the ground, I'm looking down on you. I'm gonna see you down there. I'm gonna look down. What do you think other people look down on you for? So I'm super self-analytical, right? My procrastination is like a big banger. I'm sure everybody fucking sees that. Everybody that I know sees that shit. My inability to execute a task sometime. I'm getting way better at it, but in the past, that was it. My inability to take action toward whatever goal it is, my inability to set goals, that was like a huge thing. This is fucking cold now. That was a huge thing for a long time, but I've gotten way better at it in recent years, and I continue to get better at it, but that was a huge thing. I think, what bridges do you not regret burning? Do I not regret? Oh, okay, I get it now. I was always really good at burning bridges. Like, if I was talking to somebody and we were like good friends or something like that, but I just felt like it wasn't gonna work out, we weren't gonna be. I have a very small group of friends right now, as it is. And so that's because I've burned a million. Burning bridges is a rough thing to say, though, because I think that entails like being a dick and you know, like, really severing the relationship in a rough sort of a way, and I don't really do that. There's zero drama in my life. The people that I surround myself with are zero drama people. I am not a fan of fucking drama. I don't even like watching drama. It's fucking stupid and unnecessary to me, and so I don't partake in any of it. It's unnecessary. We're going to be pleasant with each other. We're going to bust balls. We're going to have fun. We're going to be silly. And then we'll also be, like, fucking heartfelt sometimes and be, you know, straightforward with each other. That's cool. But all the fucking drama and shit, that stuff is real. We got a fucking real short fuse for that. And, you know, it can get a little crazy, but I don't know. I think it saved me from having a bunch of downers in my life. A bunch of downers. You know, I don't know. I think drama's fun for some people, but not for me. How much time are we on? 39 minutes. Okay, cool. I like would you rathers. Let's do that. Would you rather lose all of your money and valuables or all of the pictures you have ever taken? Well, okay, so I've been homeless before, and obviously lost all the valuables, you know, that I didn't have to begin with, and all the money that I didn't have to begin with. And I've also have a surprising lack of pictures. I mean, Instagram is a great thing, right? Because before Instagram, I didn't have any of my fucking pictures. As a matter of fact, my wife and I just stumbled upon an old album in my aunt's house. And the old album is like me when I'm like 1 through 5 years old. And my mom has been looking for that album forever. And it was crazy to see those pictures, because previously it was just like, I don't have pictures. There's no pictures of me. There's none of that stuff. So it was a big deal. Picture. It's an interesting question to ask, because specifically there has not been a very long image, you know, a paper trail in regards to images of me, of my family, things like that. Just doesn't really exist, you know. And only up until recently with Instagram do I have a lot of pictures to look back on. But I would say that I've lost all the money before and all the valuables, and the not having the pictures is a different type of blow. And now having a child and having more of a sentimental view when it comes to family and memories and things like that, I think I would rather lose the money and the valuables, because you could always work to get it back again. The pictures, once they're gone, they're gone. You have the memories, but your memories get distorted over time, and it's not a great representation of what actually happened. And so I would think I would actually keep the pictures, lose all the money and the valuables. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself? It's fucking dumb. What am I going to do with 10 minutes of anything, of anybody's? What am I going to do? I'm going to be able to see that you're soon going to have a poo cramp. You're going to have to go. You would have to scan, like, everybody to see if anything interesting is about to happen. And then you know what that means? Sit there for 10 minutes and stare at a motherfucker. You know, how am I seeing this? How am I getting this information? Is it, like, real fast? Or do I have to visibly watch the... or 10 minutes. It would be more useful to see 10 minutes of my own future, but still barely useful. So I'm going to go with that. It'd be fucking more useful to see. Would you rather be famous when you're alive and forgotten when you die, or unknown when you are alive but famous after you die? This is a dumb question, and I'll explain why. Even people who are unknown but become famous after their death aren't remembered forever. You're still not going to be remembered forever. In the grand scheme of things, it's a blink of an eye. So, for sure, be fucking famous when I'm alive and then forget about me when I'm dead. It's going to be the latter. No, it's going to be fucking when I'm alive. I would much rather be, it's for me when I fucking die. What am I going to do that's going to be worth? They're going to be, oh yeah, I'm going to die. They're going to look back at my archives and my fucking podcast and be like, this guy was on to some shit. This guy was on some shit. So I would rather be famous when I'm alive, right? Because give me the stuff now. Frog King, that's what it is. Yeah, when I die, they're gonna go back and look at my merchandise, and they're gonna go, this guy has fucking fantastic gear. But in reality, it's just, bury me with my merch. It's just Nathan's art that's good. But bury me with my merch, please. Bury me, and not in a suit and a tuxedo. Bury me in my Frog King hoodie, with a mug full of coffee from my Frog King mug. I don't have. I gotta get a Frog King mug and sprinkle my fucking business cards all over my chest. Blah, everybody throw a stack on me. Would you rather go to jail? I would rather be famous, by the way, when I'm fucking alive. Why? What good is that gonna do me? I'm fucking dead. Dumb as shit. And if I'm famous when I'm alive, my kid will still be able to go, like, my dad was famous when he was alive. And he'll remember, so fuck you. There's no fucking way. Shut the fuck. Well, I guess this is a hypothetical world, right? Anyway, would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do, or get away with something horrible you did, but always live in fear of being caught? This one's fucking easy. No way. There's no fucking way I'm spending 4 years in a cage, bro. No way. There's no way. When I went to jail for a week once, right? And it was on a technicality. They fucking forgot that I was in there. Some stupid shit, right? But I was in jail for a week, and it's not the people. It's the fucking, you're in a cage, bro. You're in a cage. For frogs? For touching frogs? That's not illegal, bro. I don't know what fucking country. Oh, is this Nathan? Yeah, that explains. Nathan lives in fucking England, and you can't touch frogs out there. They got laws against physical contact with a bufo. But yeah, I would much rather just do the deed and then stay in, I can't read this, too far away. I'll have to read these comments later. I would much rather stay free and also deal with the fucking the guilty, because you know what, if I did a thing and it really bummed me out that I did a thing, it would only bum me out for a certain amount of time, because I have my mind is like a steel trap, right? And so if I do something that I'm not cool with or I don't vibe with, it's very easy to push that out of my head. Very easy. I get over things pretty quickly, man. It's not much that SOS your b-hole. I don't know what that means. This must have been a previous conversation. I don't have context for SOS or Morse code in my butthole. So yeah, I would rather, you know, fucking kill a man. I'm not saying that I want to kill a man, but I would rather kill a man and live with it out of jail than fucking go to jail for 4 years for some shit that I didn't do that would drive me fucking insane. Some Stephen Avery shit. I don't know if he did it or not. I'm just saying, you know, that's the first name that came to my mind. I wouldn't fucking, there's no way. 100% do the crime, get away with it. Fuck out of here with this 4 years for something I didn't. Would you rather accidentally be responsible for the death of a child? Or accidentally be responsible for the death of three adults? Bro, if a kid was gonna die, I just stopped and thought about that. I was like, if a kid was gonna die, I would sacrifice for. I would. If a kid was gonna die and it was a knee-jerk moment, and it was like, I gotta get him out of the. Like, if he was gonna get hit by a fucking. These are not the questions. Listen, Nathan, you're late to the show. Your questions were the very first ones that I read. Thank you very much. While you were off pulling your wiener, I was reading the questions that you pulled up for me, and then you showed up after the show because. Get the fuck. So basically, I would, because if a kid was gonna get hit by a truck, I would jump in front of that pulling my pudding. Pudding is of a consistency that really you can't pull. Oh no, you guys call pudding some other shit, right? It's cake. You guys call cake pudding or something fucking goofy. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry for folks that are listening to this. I got a chat and these things keep popping up and people are saying ridiculous shit, and some Englishman in my fucking chat just said he was pulling his pudding, and I had to tell him that pudding is not of such a consistency that it could be pulled. But then I realized that English people call like cake pudding or some backwards moronic piece of, I would jump in front of a truck to save a child, right? And so I would expect like two other people to do the same. So that's three people right there that would sacrifice their lives for a child. So 100%, I'm accidentally killing three adults as opposed to killing one child. I could never fucking live. If I killed three adults, it would tear me up real bad, right? But at the end of the day, if it was truly an accident, you know, I think I would get over it. To an extent. That shit fucks you up for life, but... it fucks you up for life, but accidentally killing a kid is like... Fucking, I can't even think about it right now. It deeply upsets me. Excuse me. So, would you rather your shirts be always two sizes too big or one size too small? Now, here's a little admittance of my inability to pick clothing out. I often will pick stuff that's too small, one size too small. It fits like a glove, and what ends up happening is it does two things for me. One, it shows off my awesome physique, and two, when my physique starts to become less awesome, it goes, hey dummy, you can't fit into your fucking clothes anymore. And so, but I'm now, I think that style is kind of coming around full circle. I think that, you know, larger shirts, it's not that I think, larger shirts are definitely in right now. It's like tightish pants with larger shirts. It's kind of a hybrid of what happened in the early 2000s versus like the early teens, and you know, where it was like early 2000s, it was real baggy pants with baggy shirts, and then in the early teens, it was like tight everything, and now it's kind of like tightish pants with baggy shirts. So I think that's I think I would rather go in that direction now. Would you rather live in the wilderness, far from civilization, or live in the streets of a city as a homeless person? So would you rather do one of those? Would you rather be an off-the-grid type of dude, or would you rather be a fucking hobo in New York City? 100%, I'd rather be... Wow, I just stopped and thought about that. No. But I'd rather live in the wilderness far from civilization, or live on the streets as a homeless person. This shouldn't be as hard of a question as it is, but I currently live on a mountain, and it bums me out. I live basically in the fucking wilderness, and I can't stand it, and I just think if I lived off the grid... even more, wow, what a fucking bummer. But being a homeless person in the city is a different kind of fucking, You know what? I think probably off the grid, because the way people treat homeless people in New York City, it's like you're not even a person. You're just like an object on the street that's an inconvenience. You're like a fire hydrant. If a fire hydrant kept asking you shit every time you walk past it, like people don't already, they have already no, there's your disposition towards fire hydrants is neutral, entirely neutral. If the tail is there, the scale is left and right, you're boom, smack dab in the middle. Don't care. Actually, probably a little bit over towards the right side, because fire hydrants are useful and they save people, right? So that's cool. So maybe not the best thing. Let's say like a fucking, I don't know. Everything that's on the street is either useful or bad. There's nothing that's truly neutral. Yeah, I don't know. I just think that there's a dehumanizing aspect to being a homeless person on the street, and that's really a fucking bummer, right? It's like, I can deal with being away from people, but I can't deal with being surrounded by people who don't think that I'm a fucking human. That's a bummer. That's when people go like, oh, I can live in the fucking city. Can you, bro? Can you fucking really? Because there's all kinds of just sadness fucking everywhere. There's vomit in the streets, and there's homeless people in the streets, and they're fucking living in Chase Bank's lobby. I don't even know how that, I swear to God, the last time I was in the city, I was going through, and there's like Chase Bank and Bank of America and all that shit as you're walking, and they got big lobbies where the ATMs are, and dudes had air mattresses in those lobbies. I don't get that. Don't know how the fuck that's a thing, but that's how bad it is over there. I heard somebody recently say that, oh, I think it was Joey Diaz. He was like, dog, you go to the fucking city, and it's like something happened. You know, they're fucking gone. It's like they cleaned up. The homeless people, I didn't fucking see them. Joey Diaz, I don't know where the fuck you went. I went to Gramercy Theater to go see Christina Pazinski about a fucking month ago. They were everywhere, bro. It was cold as shit. They were living in Chase Bank's lobby. There was fucking straight up mattresses on the sidewalks. Mattresses on the sidewalks. It's fucking crazy. I don't, and then, you know, you just walk past them because they're not fucking people. They're not real people. I don't like that. I would rather live in the wilderness far away from civilization as opposed to, would you rather the general public think you're a horrible person but your family be very proud of you? Or your family think you're a horrible person? Oh, for fucking sure, the general public can think I'm a fucking cocksucking murderer. But as long as my son and my wife think that I'm top-notch, that's cool with me. But to ever have my wife and my son think that I'm a terrible person, but the fucking general public thinks I'm great? Dude, unacceptable. Can't live like that. That's not good. Oh, something stabbed me in the butt. This creaky chair is old. Would you rather live your entire life in virtual reality where all your wishes are granted, or in the real world? Bro, I would fucking rather live here. I can't even give you a silly spin on that. I think about that sometimes, and I'm like, oh, virtual reality is coming. It is going to be cool, and it is going to suck some people's lives away. But, you know, maybe we didn't need those guys. You know, maybe we didn't need those gals. Maybe we didn't need those non-binaries, those polyurethane zimzers, you know? Maybe we didn't need them. Maybe they're better off in that fucking world. And I would play the game, you know? But I would still come here all the fucking time. To do my best, you know, to work out the fucking meat robot that is surely atrophying in the, well, maybe not, because if you get to move around a lot and do cool things, you know, in one of those omnidirectional treadmills, that'd be dope. But yeah, ultimately, I'd still come back here, because I got fucking, what? I got a baby boy and a wife. What's gonna happen? They're gonna fucking, unless they're in the virtual world with me and we're cool, but no, dude, I gotta hug him, because he's little and he's sweet, and I gotta hug him. Oh, no, and he can't hug him, and he's a fucking hologram. I gotta come out of the fucking game and hug him, and no, unacceptable. Fuck your virtual reality world. It'll be fun, but nah for me. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life, or always surrounded by annoying people? Wow. Wow. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life, or always surrounded by annoying people? Always surrounded by annoying people. I don't know. I feel like, when you are in prison, I think this is a line from Rogan. When you're in fucking prison and you really fuck up, what they do is they put you in solitary confinement, right? So they take you away. You can't hang out with murderers. If you're in federal prison, you can't hang out with... You wouldn't have the patience to figure out why virtual reality world... Hey, don't fucking... Yeah, you're absolutely right. It depends, man. If they're really, really intuitive and there was, like, you know, like I said, like, if Instagram is so intuitive, they really hit the ball with Instagram. It's so fucking easy to use. If they made some virtual reality world where it was super easy to use and everything just made sense, yeah, I can't figure it out. But if you were like, but you gotta program the virtual reality world and you gotta fucking edit code, I'd be like, fuck your world. So, no, I wouldn't, what was I reading before this guy... surrounded by annoying people. I would rather be surrounded by annoying people because I think that it's an easy thing to say, like, fuck that, bro, I'd rather be alone. But no, go ahead, be alone, bitch. Be alone. Let the depression just creep in. Let the lack of human interaction just eat you away. Fuck that. That's dumb. You're dumb. I wouldn't want to do that. Would you rather never use social media sites / apps again or never watch another movie or TV show? I would never watch another movie or TV show, honestly. Because right now, even though I'm very bad at it, social media, it's part of a job, and it's a means to an end, and it's this awesome free tool for spreading whatever word it is, advertising whatever thing it is, absolutely free, unless of course you're paying for ads. But the possibilities, it's a tool. Whereas like a TV show is not a tool, and I find a lot of other means of. I listen to fucking podcasts mostly anyway. I haven't watched anything today. I haven't watched a thing today. And I will probably maybe watch an episode of Ozarks when this is all over. But, you know, so I think, for sure, keep the social medias and fuck off with the movies and TV shows. Although, if you told me I couldn't watch another Marvel movie, I'd be fucking bummed. Ooh, man, that'll tip the scales pretty hard. But I'd still say I could just watch it on the internet. Oh, wait, no, I can't. Never mind. That's not how it's worded. Anyway, would you rather have an easy job working for somebody else or work for yourself but work incredibly hard? Work for my fucking self incredibly hard. Because I can't just fucking sitting there and doing the fucking monotonous thing, it makes me want to die. Can't do that. If I could be working incredibly hard, but if it's for me and it's exciting and every time I work at a fucking thing and work a little, and then something else changes and there's a little fucking ladder and they climb the fucking ladder and this new opportunity pops up and new interactions with fucking people, that's fucking cool. That's what I need. That's what I need is the fucking mix up of fucking new people, interesting things, opportunities, fucking smashing goals. That's what I need. Okay, fucking working an easy job for some... It also depends, right? Like, how easy is this job? And no. It fucking doesn't depend. Fucking suck a dick. Work for myself, but incredibly hard. Yeah. Would you rather be the first person to explore a planet?
Nope.
Or be the inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease? That's not even a hard fucking question. Why would I want to go explore Planet X, fucking Nibiru? Be the first guy there, which clearly, if I'm the first guy, it doesn't sound like there's a team. It's just me on fucking planet Nibiru. Fuck that. I would never want to do that. Help a bunch of people with a disease that's deadly? Sweet. That's dumb. This is fucking dumb. Would you rather have a horrible... I'm going to wrap this up soon. We'll get a couple more of these bad boys in, and then I got to wrap this up because I got a fucking thing to do and Ozarks to watch. And would you rather have a horrible short-term memory? Got that. Or a horrible long-term memory? Got that too. Well, horrible short-term memory or horrible long-term memory? I think I would rather have the horrible short-term memory because the long-term memories are like beautiful things, right? People, relationships, experiences, awesome shit. Short-term memory is like, what was I supposed to do today? Which is a bummer when it comes to like accomplishing goals and shit like that, but I think I would rather have that because you could solve a short-term memory issue with like writing your goals down, keeping a tab on whatever, whatever. How do you solve the long-term memory? That's a bummer. Keeping a journal? Who fucking does that? Journals are the worst fucking thing. I tried to start a journal once. Wow. The worst fucking thing I've ever tried to do is start a fucking journal. I got three. Oh, God. If I could find that journal right now and read you the first couple of fucking inserts, I might know where that is. No, I don't know where that is. But no, short-term memory is a solvable fucking thing problem. Would you rather be completely invisible for a day or be able to fly for one day? Invisible, because the fucking low down shit that I'm doing, I'm going into, well, can't really get into a bank now, can you? I'm gonna go, there's not much that you could do while you're invisible. I might punch a few people. That'd be satisfying as fuck. Yeah, I think invisible, because you could do some funny shit. Flying is cool, but let me tell you, I think that if you're a person and you fly in the air, when the wind, and also I live in fucking Jersey, it's cold. I would have to wait till fucking summer to get my one day of flying in, and then you would get debris in your fucking eyes, you'd have to wear goggles, you'd get shit in your fucking mouth, you'd have to wear like a bandana. It just wouldn't be as cool as you think. And then where would you fly? That would suck. You wouldn't get anywhere, because to go very fast would suck. You ever been in like a Jeep without its top on? It sucks. Convertibles are whack as shit. You can't even have fucking conversations. It's just your fucking hair is going everywhere and you can't even. Yeah, I'd rather be invisible. That'd be dope. I could do cool shit. Would you rather be locked in a room that's constantly dark for a week or a room that's constantly bright for a week? Wow. That's a psychological thing that'll really. I'm afraid of the dark. I used to be afraid of the dark up until, like, my son was born. And then suddenly I got that Papa, bravery, Papa bravery. You know, where, like, I go and check under his bed and I'm like, ain't shit here. You know, but there's a little part of me that realizes, like, a couple years ago, I'd be scared to check under your bed. So, and then the bright thing was just, like, you would not get sleep. Although you could fucking cover your face and get it in a corner. I think I would go in the dark, dark room. I think you would start to hallucinate after a week. Wow, you'd probably hallucinate, you'd have some shit, but ultimately nothing could harm you, and so it would just be like a hell of a story to tell afterwards. Being in a bright room, that's actual torture, you know what I mean? That's fucking that's psychological, keeping you awake and blah, 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 blah. Also, you know, really not that interesting. But would you rather be poor but help people to become incredibly rich, but or become blah, 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 blah. I don't like that one. Who wants to fucking? Would you rather live without? Wow. Okay, this is interesting. Would you rather live without the internet or live without AC and heating? There has been plenty of times during the summer where I've bumped the AC in the house and thought, how the fuck did people get along before this shit? And to tell you the truth, like, I've been homeless, right? So I've experienced that shit. I lived in an abandoned house when it was winter outside, so it was just as cold inside as it was outside. And I think I'd rather have the internet. It's just an unbelievable resource, and it's an unbelievable distraction from the cold. So, you know, yeah, I'd like to have the internet. And let's make this the last one. Let's find a good one. Would you rather have a horrible job or retire comfortably? No, fuck a job, fuck a death, fuck a this. Would you rather find a true love or a suitcase with? Would you rather find your true love or a suitcase with $5 million? And this is fucking easy, because I found my true love. I married her. It was dope. We're having a great time. I didn't need any fucking anything to do that. We just did. I just found her. We talked and we hit it off. Boom. Yeah, that's all you got to do. You can solve the true love issue, which is like be a likable person and communicate with people and be a good judge of character. You could solve that fucking issue yourself. $5 million in a suitcase? Bro. Give me that all day, because you could find your true love if you're broke or if you're rich. Doesn't fucking matter. But the odds of getting $5 million inside of a suitcase, like, I'm taking that. And would you rather be able to teleport anywhere or read minds? Teleport into your mind. Yeah, I don't know. Reading minds would be useful for a bunch of stuff, because you'd be able to tell what a person wants you to say, what would really work well for business. It's either no true love if you... Oh, that's a bummer. Nah, I'd rather have the true love then, because Chulapu just brought to my attention it's either or. Like, you either have $5 million in a suitcase or you find your true love, but you don't get both, right? So I would find my true love, do that, because I think a life partner is incredibly valuable, and not a lot of people fucking are good at, other people, so they fucking die alone. That's a bummer. So, I would rather do the true love thing, and then I would rather just, you know, we would, look, yeah, hearts. And then, you know, you could still make $5 million, and maybe not in a suitcase. Maybe you just fucking make it because you're a gangster, or maybe you fucking find it in a ShopRite bag. That's true, you know, that can happen too. And as far as teleporting or reading minds, I think reading minds is better. Well, you could teleport into a fucking bank vault, and you could take the money like that movie Jumper. But that's fucking morally screwed up, and you're also causing inflation or whatever and things like that. That's not good for the economy. But reading other people's minds isn't necessarily... It's an invasive thing. But as long as you didn't have to fucking hear it all the time, it was like, oh, the voices. If you just kind of were like, what's going to be the best way to interact with this person? What are they going to respond to in the best way? You know, that's a good move. I think that's a good... I would say the ability to read minds, because that opens up different possibilities, and you don't have to fucking hurt anybody. You could be invasive, and that's a bummer, and not everybody wants you reading their mind, and so maybe there's a moral confliction on that end. But I mean, what could you really do with teleporting? I mean, you can go to a lot of dope places, right? Like if it was Goku, you know, from Dragon Ball Z, where he does the instant transmission and he touches his forehead and he touches whoever he wants to bring with him, and they go to some place, right? If I just had like my squad just put hands on me and I was like, bah! Hawaii. That'd be dope. Actually, yeah, and then you could just make a business out of that. It'd be like, we want to go to fucking Hawaii? What are they going to charge you on fucking Spirit Airlines or whatever? I don't know what people fly. I don't really fly. What are they going to charge you on Continental? What are they going to charge you for all this shit, bro? How about a day trip to Hawaii? You don't need a fucking hotel. You could pack a lunch. You ain't got to worry about customs. Bro, how about this? Toss me $300, call it solid, we'll go right now. I'll have you back before lunch. It's fucking in the morning, I'll have you back before lunch. You want to go on your lunch break? Bro, let's go. Boop! That's on the stipulation that I get to bring people with me. But the idea that I can go on my lunch break, boop, and go by myself to Hawaii, that's fucking dope too. Fuck reading minds, bro, I'm teleporting. Alright guys, that's it. We're wrapping this up. That was fun. I like that. I might do more of these things. Just gotta get better questions, you know. Nathan just didn't give me the best fucking, you know. And he tried, you know, but he's just not. He can only be good at so many things. He draws a neat picture. His thinker don't work so well when it comes to this sort of thing. So you know, as always, please head over to Spotify, iTunes, leave me a rating, for the fucking love of God. A rating would be spectacular. Leave me 5 stars. Leave me a review. A weird thing's been happening with iTunes recently where I know for a fact people have left me hilarious reviews because they've shown them to me. And they're just not showing up. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks and they're not showing up. So that's a fucking bummer. But, you know, I try to get it sorted out. But as Chula Poo pointed out, my patience when it comes to technology is so short. And it was like back and forth with emailing iTunes, and eventually it was just like every time they were like, go click on this link, it should bring you to this page and you should be able to do this thing, I would click on the link, it would not bring me to this page and I would not be able to do the thing. So I would just eventually went, thanks for the help, it's fine the way it is. So who knows, we'll figure that in the future. But you know, leave me a rating. It helps me tremendously when you leave me a ratings, because you know, it helps my show to grow and become it's a bigger spotlight on iTunes and Spotify and things like that. So please, leave a rating, leave a review, subscribe to Where I Belong on iTunes and Spotify. Where I Belong on YouTube, subscribe there. Leave some comments, do some fun stuff there. Facebook and Instagram is Where I Belong Podcast. Head over there, be friends with me on there, interact. It's a good thing. To do those things with me, you know, it just helps me to, one, grow, two, get a better grasp on my audience, to squeeze you, to hold you, to look you in the eyes and figure out what it is that you want from me, what you like, what you don't like. That's what those things are for, right? Head over to Twitter at Where I Belong P. It's the same. You know, tweet me out, share some stuff, do some fun stuff with me there. Fun stuff, slick stuff, cool stuff. Also, head over to whereibelongpodcast.com. You will have access to everything. My merchandise. My collaboration with the great Nathan Baird of Drawn From The Mind. You head over to whereibelongpodcast.com. The fucking link's going to pop up. You click on the link. It immediately brings you to a store. A Teespring store where you get dope shit. Like hoodies and cups and tapestries and pillows. Pillows with my face on them.
pillows with my face on them. I should just end it right fucking here. Right here, right now. What else do you want from me? Pillows with my face on them? You got them. Head over to whereibelongpodcast.com. Click on the link when it pops up. You'll have access to all that super dope shit. You'll have access to my Patreon, right? I don't have, what are those things called? Sponsors, besides Nathan, who is a sponsor. I didn't mean to diss you like that when I just said that. I don't have sponsors. I have, like, the best sponsor, man. But if you head over to Where I Belong Podcast, you'll have access to a link that brings you to my Patreon. My Patreon, where you can help support my show. On the last episode that I did, I told you guys how I was able to get video editing software, how I was able to get this articulating microphone arm, how I was able to get business cards to help spread the roots old school, or spread the word old school style. That was all thanks to Patreon. Head over to my Patreon. Support me however you can. You can give me a dollar one fucking time. Actually, I think the minimum donation for like a one-time thing is like $3.75, something weird like that. You can give me Tree Fitty. Or you can become a monthly supporter of the show for as little as a dollar a month. That's fucking dope. And it's tremendous. It all adds up in the end. Right now, I have the ability to cover the cost of my Adobe Premiere Pro subscription. That means that I have the ability to edit my show indefinitely, thanks to my Patreon subscribers. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Head over to whereibelongpodcast.com. You'll have access to everything that I have to offer. You'll have everything that you can, all the links and all the things and the what are you doing? So head over to whereibelongpodcast.com, and that's it. So thank you so much, my little tadpoles, my little swimmers. That is, in fact, a terminology used for semen. And so when I call you semen, I mean it in the highest regard, in the top level, in the best way that anybody could ever mean come when they call their friends when they call you come, if there's a good version of that, which there is, it is right now. It's what I'm talking. So thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. And we got some super sweet shit coming up this week. I have Chula Poo and the 18-foot tall man Nathan Baird coming on Sunday. So fuck your football. Come watch that instead. That's gonna be super dope. We got some cool stuff to talk about there. And then coming up in the week, I got a bunch of badass shit coming as well. So it's going to be a cool 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I got shit aimed out as far as 3 weeks. So thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, I love ya. Peace. Oh, I got to go over here. Oh, no. How do I do this?